Brothers and sisters, as I mentioned this weekend, I want to take the opportunity to provide the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Before I do that, I just want to do a little bit of teaching here for a moment first. When we think about so many of the sacraments, they're tied to an age. We think, for instance, about baptism. That can be flexible, but we often think about infants. We think about reconciliation, First Communion. Outside of RCIA, we think about the age of 7. Confirmation is varied over time, but now it's usually age 16. Marriage depends with parents' consent. 16 in Minnesota, by the way. 16. Without, it's 18. You're ordained to the priesthood, it's 25. Bishop, 35. Transitional deacon, 25. And here's what's interesting. When we think about sacrament of the anointing of the sick, does it have an age requirement? It really doesn't, does it? The simple stipulation is this: can be offered to anyone who's baptized and has attained the age of reason. It's a sacrament that can be given to a child, say somebody who's youth, young adult, middle-aged, elderly, someone approaching death. Can be given to all ages. That's all it says. Baptized, age of reason. So with that in mind, who should receive it? Okay, so this is what it states. Proper time for the anointing has arrived when the believer begins to be in danger of death because of illness or old age. To each time one falls seriously ill, they may receive the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, and also when, after they've received it, the illness worsens. Again, just a reminder, can you receive it more than once? The answer is, yes, you can. The effects of it, the uniting of the sick person to the passion of Christ. I always tell people, if you're ill, if you're sick, put a crucifix in front of you. First thing you look at, Jesus on that cross. And you say, Jesus endured. I'm going to unite myself to him. Number two, it gives a person the strength, peace, and courage to endure the sufferings of illness or old age. Three, it imparts the forgiveness of sins if person was not able to obtain it through the sacrament of penance. Think about somebody unconscious, somebody who's in a coma. Provides for the restoration of health if it is conducive to the salvation of one's soul. Doesn't always happen, but from time to time it does. And finally, it helps the sick person in preparing for passing over to eternal life. Someone in extreme illness or old age, passing over for eternal life. So as you come forward today, those of you who want to receive it, I just want to be clear about this. When you come forward today, have your hands outstretched like this, because I'm going to anoint your forehead and also the palms of your hands. First, I'll lay hands on. But when I do that, I'll say these words as I put the oil of the sick on your forehead. Through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and mercy help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit, and you will respond, amen. And I'll take the oil and I'll place it on the palms of your hands and say, may the Lord who frees you from sin save you and raise you up, amen.